he's dead.
My God, men. Do you know what this means? Do you know whose brother? This ghetto's gonna be turned upside down, I tell you, upside down. The streets are gonna run crimson with the blood of the men responsible for his brother's death. Man, I'm speaking of as a veritable one-man army. And if you get on his bad side, brother, you're done for. Now, it's only a matter of time before he finds out, and when he does, no matter where he is, get ready, gentlemen, because hell's a-coming, coming, 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 coming.
Black Dynamite, that was the best lemon I ever had.
Me too.
That goes triple for me.
Shh, Mama. You're gonna wake up the rest of the bitches.
Different than last time.
But
the Oh No Radio show lives on. And we always hope it will. How we doing tonight, guys?
Great.
Alrighty.
Fantastic.
In the house, of course, we have Brian. We have our good friend Alex the Mute.
Yep. Not so mute tonight.
Very mute.
Dropping the mic and making all sorts of noise. Thank you. And we've got Teresa, my love.
Oh no.
So you guys ready to do something a little bit different?
Yes, sir. Let's see what we got.
Let's see what we got. Well, I'll tell you. We got no more Val.
No more Val?
Let's start with what we don't got, I guess. We don't have Val. Val's doing his own thing. Val, I think he's moved up to Tallahassee with hopes and dreams of going to school at the lovely University of Florida State. And wish him the best.
In the pursuit of happiness, that's basically
it. You know, he'll go be conservative up there, I'm sure, and we'll stay the way we are down here, and that's it's all good when all's said and done. But no, we do seriously wish him the best, and he'll be calling in from time to time and checking in with him. We'll be checking in. So in the meantime, I'd like to introduce to everyone our new co-host.
Drum roll, please.
Hang on.
That's pretty good. I couldn't do that.
Our new co-host, Brian.
Last name. Yes. I'm the new co-host, apparently.
I'll give out my last name. It's there you go. Just to make it even.
Okay.
I did it to you.
Yes.
There we go.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Hate mail already my first day. See that?
I can do bleeps. I'll just bleep them out at the end, and that'll be even funnier. But yeah, so Brian's going to be taking the hot seat from now on. I think that'll change the topics of a lot of these issues quite a bit.
Yeah, because I really don't give a fuck.
Because he really doesn't give a fuck.
Talk about anything, I guess. Shit.
Hey, it's probably going to be better for the show at the end of the day, because we're going to be able to get away from... I mean, and Val was great at talking about politics, but honestly, I'm dumb as shit when it comes to him, and
yeah,
I really shouldn't
Val
be talking
was great.
About him.
It was Val that was great, and we...
And
it was Val.
It was
that
Val,
was great,
you know, and so we can't do that anymore. So we're going to go ahead, and we're going to do our own thing.
Hey, wait, I got something. One of the girls at work said, if Sarah Palin's the president, that she's going to move to Canada, and I thought of Val.
That's
yeah,
good. It's like Rush Limbaugh saying he's going to move to Costa Rica to help Bill Pack.
Yeah, exactly. And none of them ever do it.
They just want to say they.
Yeah, they just say it.
I'm going to tell her to man up.
You going to tell her to man up?
Well, you know what? She moved to Canada and smokes all this weed, and then she's telling you that you're
shit out of luck.
Yeah, See, so.
Fair enough.
That's what happened. So.
It's fucking politics shit, though. It's nice to be able to not have to worry about it. Like, we can just sit here. We can just have a fucking conversation.
Have a conversation about fucking the magic.
Just like politics in Arizona. Did you hear about this immigration bill? Seriously. Have you heard, guys, anything about this?
Why are we talking about an immigration bill?
No.
In Arizona, what's going on?
It is tricky.
It is tricky. It's a tricky situation.
What's happening?
If you don't have papers, you get
basically
deported. Yeah,
it's going back. The best way I can say this is it's turning into Nazi Germany, and that they're going to be requiring papers from basically
Mexicans
that on. I mean, they kind of have the right to just, I guess, stop them and.
But they have a right to do that now anywhere if they feel that you're a suspect of anything. Hey, let me check you out.
I think putting it on paper, though, changes it a little bit. You know, it makes it so much more direct.
It's a bullshit distraction.
Put it this way. It is.
It really is not going to affect
the law.
Anybody that much. People are getting up in arms about it, of course, because they're claiming it's a form of a way to
prejudice.
Yeah.
Segregation.
Just basically racial. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but the law states if you're not supposed to be here, you're not supposed to be here. It sucks that the law states that, yeah, but that's what it is,
and they
have the right to do what they
kind of
follow
agree,
the law.
And I do kind of agree with that. As you know, I'm a British immigrant that my parents, you know, fought long and hard and did it the right way.
Yeah.
So why should you be able to come here and
it
just,
sucks. It's sorry, yeah. It sucks, but you know what? That's our fucked up law for some reason for a country built off of immigrants. We tend to shine them away for some reason. I don't understand that.
Sorry to interrupt you, but apparently the cat is totally catnipping out right now.
Oh, did she get it?
Yeah, she got it.
She got some over there.
Oh, you gave her some over there?
Yeah, she has a spot.
Oh,
she likes
shit.
To
Brian's got a new cat.
Yeah, we got a new fucking cat.
Princess.
Princess.
Yeah, we call her Princess.
Now, why Princess, really?
Because of our other cat. King James, who passed away.
What did King James even die of?
He was too young to be operated on, and he had his stomach. His stomach had flipped, apparently. That's what they said, you know. His stomach had flipped, and he was too young to operate, so they couldn't do anything. He was just going to die anyway. So we had to, you know, safely put him down. So about 4.5 months later, we got us a princess now.
So, ain't that cute?
Yeah, but your cat's fucking high right now.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to bring her over here so you can see how crazy she goes over.
Oh, she gets nuts. She gets nuts.
Gosh.
It's really good for the podcast. It's good audio description, you know.
What the fuck? Not everybody knows you get catnip for their cat, though. And
yeah.
Everyone does it.
Yeah, but cats have to be 6 months and older.
I'm not sure if it's right or wrong, though. I mean, I guess they like it.
No, it's supposed to be healthy. It exercises them and shit, but I don't know.
What about smoking up your cat, though?
That's wrong.
That's just as bad.
How's that wrong? That's...
Because that's not catnip.
I'm not going to do it, Mike. I'm not going to... Why would I smoke and not let my cat smoke? My cat is...
Your cat doesn't want to smoke.
But you don't know. You don't know.
Maybe the cat would like to smoke. Maybe the
cat does nothing but sleep all day, so the catnip is like...
Okay.
It's,
but when you
cats
smoke up a cat, its reactions is to the brain is far worse than what catnip does to the cat's brain.
But how do we know what it reacts?
It's far more, weed is far more potent.
Potent for the cat than catnip, you're
I
trying
think
to say?
So.
It's potent.
Yeah, it has to be.
I agree with the mute. It's potent, so you're wrong because it's more potent. So that means it's hardened for potent.
I don't know. Just don't ever smoke up my cat or I will be after you.
Oh, she's got
Do past experiences count?
Oh, man.
She's been trying to tell you, meow.
Meow.
That cat, I swear to God, though, it does. It fucking talks to you. You want to tell the story, Teresa, the other day about when I woke up and...
Oh, man. Yeah. Yes. Amazing story. Okay, so Owen and I had to wake up at the same time for some reason. And the cat, when the alarm goes off, the cat starts to meow. Like, she won't stop. Like, she gets all excited. Anyway, Owen likes to snooze in. I'm getting up. And I was able to witness the hilarity of this situation. Anyway, the cat's meowing. Meow, 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 meow. And Owen's trying to sleep in. He's like, he turns around. Doesn't even look at the cat. Just turns around. And he's on his laying on his stomach on the bed, and he's like, "Shut the fuck up," to the cat.
Shut the fuck up.
But yeah. He says it really serious, like, you know, like he's almost as if he's telling it to some man that's calling me a whore. You know, like it's one of those times.
It took it too far with a cat.
Exactly. Exactly.
It was so funny.
You faggot.
Yeah, like that. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You showed her, didn't you?
I guess I did.
Yeah, like the cat totally is submissive towards you now.
It's really scared shitless. Oh, right.
Oh, I'm out. That sucks.
Well, cats are cats. I mean, we can go on and on about those, but right now I guess we're watching the Chicago-Cleveland game. What is this, game four?
It's game five.
Oh, it's game five. That's right. Because Cleveland didn't sweep the series like the Magic.
We lost one. Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, they can't win four in a row, apparently.
Apparently not.
Yeah, but we can, you know, you can lose a battle in the war, but you can't lose the war. That's all.
Yeah.
We're not going to lose the war.
And guess what?
What?
Chicken butt.
See you later, then.
But think about it this. Who is the Charlotte Bobcats? Who are they? Like, seriously?
They're Michael Jordan's team.
Okay. That's all
they
you can say.
They have Wallace.
Ooh.
Wallace is pretty good. And Thomas.
No, they are kind of a bunch of nobodies. I do agree.
This Bulls team is a fucking for real team. It's the best eighth seed that they had since like 1994
I'll agree
or 95.
I'll agree that the Bulls are
they're 41-41.
The Bobcats, yeah. I'll agree with that.
So we're having
but we haven't even played a good game yet in the playoffs, and we've won
but you
all four.
Played the Bobcats,
yeah. But we,
I could see if we were playing Milwaukee like the Hawks.
It's all about the fire. It's all about the fire.
You know what? I'm pissed on your fucking fire.
You really do think that that Cleveland will take it, don't you?
I believe in LeBron. Seriously, I've fallen for that cliche. Be
There's
the witness.
No
I am
I in team.
There's no, but there is a E and a A. I'm pretty sure he's gotten his name and all the M or whatever. James. Look at that. See, it has every letter.
Come on now, though. I mean, you don't feel that living in Orlando, you don't feel the intensity of that. Like, this could be the
yes,
season.
Yes, I do. And I, like I've
we
said,
we got the new arena coming. We
like
got
I've said,
an amazing
it feels
squad. We got
like
Vince
a storybook.
Coming back.
It
it's
feels
a
like it's about to happen.
Ending, man.
It's about to happen, yes, but I'm a LeBron James fan.
And you always will be, won't you?
Yes, I always will. When he goes to the next team, I'm going to like that team. Sorry, but that's how I play.
Do you know that Soulja Boy song that they play before the Magic game?
What?
It's like their warm-up song.
It's pretty rad.
I'm finding it right now.
See, you just hope everybody's watching the game right now.
We wish we were watching the Magic.
Oh, I got it. Here we go.
Yeah, I want to be at Magic game.
See, here we go.
Oh, yeah, this song.
Yeah. Fucking Magic. Fucking Magic. Coming at you.
Magic.
Soulja Boy. Yeah.
Wasn't Soulja Boy YouTube?
Yeah.
They got famous because of YouTube.
With the Superman.
The Superman, like, whoa.
Ooh, yeah, he made his own shit. He's the only one who did that. He made his own beat, own song,
he's like
his own 19. Dance.
Yeah,
now
he
he's like, I think, 19 or 20. Yeah, he made that when he was 16 or something like that. He's just got a talent for it, I guess. You know?
It's really not that bad, you know?
Well, it's like what you were saying with Mims, you know?
Oh, yeah, Mims.
I
kinda
like
he's a... He's one of those Microsoft Mims. I think the only guy to ever be signed. I'm pretty sure he was signed by Microsoft, you know, but.
What's his name now, this guy you're talking
Mims.
About?
M-I-M-S. Stands for Money Is My Savior.
Money is my savior. Really?
Yes.
Let me look him up real quick.
Here. Look him up. He's actually a, you know, talented, talented guy.
Now, was that track off the CD album, was it called C-R-A-P?
Oh, that was clever.
No,
I see
it was,
what you did there.
No,
you,
it was
U-R-M-O-M.
That was too many letters, I guess.
I didn't get it. U-R, what?
Your mom.
Yeah.
Your mom.
Wow.
Dwayne Wade.
Hilarious.
He's a...
Poor
you got,
thing.
You got,
he's
yeah,
going to lose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Get
poor
a new
thing.
Team, bro. Get a new team. We'd welcome him here in Orlando.
I would. Oh my
That would be just fucking...
I don't think they can, though. Can they?
No.
Who would we trade for Dwayne Wade, though?
No, he... Dwayne Wade is... who's their shooting guard? Because Jameer's your point.
Well, yeah.
So you could possibly, but...
But we got Vince really kind of taking that sort of position, too, is though.
Is he? So who's your small forward?
Well, he's... Vince is kind of a power forward, so...
Yeah. Even your power forward, you know what I mean?
But Dwayne Wade can do all of those. That's the thing.
He is a star.
He's a very versatile versatile player.
He will. He scored 46 of the 101 that they beat.
He's like LeBron. They're one man teams.
Yeah, basically.
But how long? And you can't be a one man team every play.
But you know what? To make money, that's fucking good. Because you can say I'm worth fucking four of the people. So pay me worth four. You know, that's why they do it, for the money. He's got that money.
He's got that money. He's got
he doesn't money. Have the championship.
Yes, he does. He's already got one. He got one with Shaq. Yeah, he got one with Shaq a couple years back.
What team?
With Miami. Oh. About 3 or 4 years back, they got one. When Shaq left the Lakers, I think the second year they got a championship.
Had no idea.
Yeah. So he's that good of a player.
Fair enough.
Here's another good song. Yeah, I like this.
Like this RMX Mims.
Listen.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh, the remix?
Nah, I don't know about this.
It wasn't the one.
This isn't the
you
one.
Suggested.
No.
I was just looking it up on YouTube. I was seeing what the...
Oh, this is just a random YouTube. This is a remix, too. And that wasn't Mims, first off.
Oh, well, I don't know what that was then.
That was somebody singing.
What was the Mims one? Move If You Wanna, right?
Yeah.
Track
move
5.
If you off
wanna.
Of Guilt.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Let me see here. It's... I got it. Hang on.
LeBron James reminds me of Big Bird from Sesame Street.
How do you... And then turn around and say, I look like LeBron James.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my bad.
We need to talk about our bet, by the way, don't we?
No, not you, but LeBron James.
Which looks like Brian.
Yeah.
Exactly. Bringing us...
No, it's cool.
Bringing us...
You said it like that, now it's cool.
Yeah, but I need something first. I need something to get on you guys. I don't know what to get, and I don't think cleaning my shoes is good enough.
You don't think so?
No. You want to move... Shaq is too young, or too old, excuse me.
He is too old. He's an old man. What?
He just missed the alley-oop, so...
Oh, you gotta talk into your mic so I can hear you.
Forgot.
Yeah, it's cool.
I forgot.
Brian forgot.
Is that the Chipmunks in the background?
Yeah, what is that, Brian? And how I can have so many haters. You're right, it sounded like the Chipmunks.
I guess so.
It's becoming famous again.
Alvin gotta make money too.
Yeah.
How about Jason Lee just fucking completely selling out and doing those movies?
That's the guy who does Chipmunks and all that shit?
Yeah, he used to be in Mallrats, Kevin Lee. He's in those Chipmunk fucking movies. He's so,
it's like
he's totally
Rudd
like sold out and done
but
that.
But you gotta
shit.
Make money.
That's pretty shitty. No,
you gotta
shitty.
Make money. You know.
Gotta make money.
No, you gotta understand.
You gotta cross over.
Chipmunks were cool.
Yeah. Where?
The cartoon was
what?
Cool.
Yeah, it was. Chipmunks, they were fucking the shit when you were fucking being bad and shit, but they were the shit.
Yeah,
kicking
it's
over
just
cans
the movie
and
wasn't made.
The movies aren't good, but the Chipmunks, when they were out, they were the shit because
yeah,
they were the Chipmunks.
Sure. Mm-hmm. They were awesome. Mm-hmm.
Fucking Chipmunks, bro.
Alvin!
I don't know. The only good memory I have of the Alvin and the Chipmunks is the Christmas one.
Was it a Christmas album?
But they also had video games and shit. Like, the Chipmunks were the shit. It was like the Turtles, the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, for sure.
They were cool.
Yeah, but have you watched Ninja Turtles in the last six years?
I don't want to because I know I'm
it's awful.
Yeah, I know.
It's probably one of the worst movies ever made.
But you know what? That's when you're a child, your fucking attention span really isn't. You're just so naive to the world that you don't understand what's being told to you, I guess.
And true.
You just, ooh, that's cool because it's a turtle that fights. And next thing you know, you turn out to be a turtle that fights. Whatever happens because that happens.
And then you find Splinter and he guides you in the ways of karate and pizza.
Pizza's the addiction.
Yeah, they love pizza.
They do love pizza.
They do all that karate and they follow him to death.
And quite frankly, they must really love kicking ass because they, you know, they really go out of their way to seek it. You know,
for the pizza though, that's
to
the reward.
Well, to get the shredder and the foot soldiers. I always thought the foot soldiers were badass though.
Yeah, because they knew they were just as there's just so many of them.
Yeah, but they had badass outfits. They had, you know, that face thing. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. Which
they almost look like fencers. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but there was like 50 million of them to one turtle.
Yeah.
But so then, they're like 50 ninjas.
Well, no
why.
One. Oh, come on, dude. You can't at least say that Shredder didn't look badass.
Yes.
Shredder was fucking insane.
Yeah, he was. He was just a Shredder, basically. Just full of blades and sharpness and shredding shit.
A hardcore motherfucker. A stone cold motherfucker for sure.
Who's that guy that was the fucking hockey mask guy?
Casey Jones? Wasn't that him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was Casey Jones.
My favorite was April, obviously.
The girl?
That's lame as fuck.
She was the only girl on the show.
No, hold up.
Stop the music.
No. Kate, there's nothing redeeming about April apart from the fact that she's a whiny bitch.
Was she a slut? Didn't she sleep with them?
Yeah, she totally, like, if
Wait,
they were
she
human,
slept with the turtles?
Nope.
Yeah, you know,
four.
Fuck
you don't
yeah,
walk
she
around
did.
With
you know, she
you
did.
Know, pantsless around turtles and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you don't do that.
And she also fucked with that Casey Jones. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, no, she you definitely know, fucked Casey you know Jones. What? In the movie, she fucks Casey Jones.
You see what I'm saying? Come on now. Like, this is.
I actually have to say, Captain Planet was way better than Ninja Turtles.
Captain Planet?
What, Earth, Wind, the Rings?
You're not
Earth
winning this
one. Oh, Captain Fire. Planet is probably the worst
Earth.
Cartoon
what?
Ever.
I like that one too, though.
It's so gay, dude.
Captain Planet.
He's a hero. Let me, I'm finding it right now.
No, what about Power Rangers?
Power Rangers!
Only the first season, though. Only the first season.
Everybody was a Power
I think
Ranger
I already got that
one.
So
I was the Pink Ranger, and the Green Ranger was hot.
Did anybody ever meet a Power Ranger? I met a couple of them. That's
oh, yeah?
how.
I never met one, man. What, do you actually meet the actor, or
this?
Did you meet?
No, you meet somebody.
Like
you,
Santa.
No, you
meet,
go into.
You meet someone in a suit.
I don't know. I was a kid, so fuck you.
Were you excited, though?
Yeah.
Did it really
fuck
pump
yeah.
you up?
Yeah. I was a fucking... I met a Power Ranger.
What color was the Power Ranger,
I met the
Brian?
White and the yellow one.
Do you remember their names?
No. Fuck them.
It would have been fucked up
white
if
and
you
yellow
said
Ranger.
White and green at the same time.
The white and green?
Yeah, no. Because
it's
oh,
the same guy.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right. Remember,
oh, that
remember when
fucked
the green,
up.
He died. The green one died.
But he
and
came
then they brought him back as fucking
white.
The white ranger.
As like the heavenly angel.
Isn't Power Rangers still on? Like, it's
I
like
hope
on
not.
Its 100th season?
I don't think they still do new ones.
No, I mean, they had them to like probably 5 years ago, six
yeah,
years ago,
I think.
Yeah,
they kept it going.
Well, they just like did
they
like
kept reamping
weird,
it in
yeah,
different
yeah, yeah,
characters and shit like that and other shit like that.
Here's how gay Captain Planet's intro is.
Captain Planet's awesome.
It's fucking terrible.
The world is in peril. Gaia, the spirit of the Earth, can no longer stand the terrible destruction plaguing our planet. She sends 5 magic rings to 5 special young people. Watch from Africa with the power of Earth. From North America, Leland with the power of fire.
So from
diverse.
North America, there's Leland with the power of fire.
What was the foreigner kid?
I don't know. We'll
Fez.
Wrong show.
Might as well.
With the power of fire. From the Soviet Union, Minka with the power of wind.
Minka.
From Asia, Yi with the power of water.
Tsunamis and shit.
Yeah, dude. Spinning fucking tsunamis. Wish you guys could see this.
Duh, this game wasn't on.
Five powers combined, they summon Earth's greatest champion, Captain Planet.
What a lame...
Captain Planet.
Seriously, though. No, what a lame fucking character. Like, what does he do?
You
he's
know who
green
reminds
and he
me
flies
of?
Around.
You're ass, because we're trying to go green now. You're now,
no,
this
I,
time
you're
in life.
You're so against Earth, Owen.
I am against Earth.
You're against survival.
What's the opposite of green?
Fucking
brown.
Blue?
I'm brown.
Greenhouse gases?
I'm more brown know. Than you, Brian. I'm starting a trend.
Anyone with me?
Wait, you didn't even play the song. I thought you were going to play
I guess
the
it is.
Intro song.
Oh,
go, go, Captain Planet.
I got really disturbed by that, and
Captain
I decided not to bother.
Planet.
He's our hero.
He looks like the enemy in one of the Rocky movies. You remember
the Iceland man. Was he Russian?
Russian or Iceland?
I know, the big tall guy with the...
The buzz,
buzz
cut.
Strong.
Oh, my God. You guys got to see this. You guys got to see this. No, no, no. There's something going on here that I don't even know. We got... Okay. Sit where you are.
Okay.
Tell me when I get to the mouse here. Or
is
the
that
thing.
Mike Chen?
Yeah, I think that is Mike Chen.
Just watch this shit. This just screams gay.
Wind, watch.
Oh, the beauties of YouTube.
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Captain Planet. He's a hero, gonna take pollution down to zero. He's our powers magnified, and he's fighting on the planet side. Captain Planet.
Seriously,
this is awesome,
dude. Pollution down to zero, gonna help him put asunder.
He's fucking the globe.
We're the Planeteers. You can be one too. Cause saving our planet is the thing to do.
Okay. We need to start this over and describe what's going on right now, because this is just too ridiculous.
Asian boy,
about how old? 13?
Probably about 14, 15,
yeah.
I would say. Asians
maybe.
Look
Yeah,
acting
they do look
out.
Young. That's a different show, a different time.
Sorry,
Asians look young,
Asian
sorry.
Fans, but you look young.
Yeah, my bad. Moving on. Asian boy lip syncing to
parody,
Captain
though,
Planet,
obviously.
Doing it as a parody.
Funny as fuck.
Way better than the actual intro.
He has a fucking Justin Bieber fucking haircut.
What's his angle though? Is he doing the opposite of being green?
No, he's just
it
playing
like
he's
that,
acting
didn't it?
No, he's acting out the song.
All right. Well,
he's acting out the song as if
as if an Asian boy were Captain Planet?
No, he's reenacting the whole song.
Yeah,
he'll
it's
play
a literal,
evil
it's
and
like a,
both.
It's like
all right,
one of
let's
those
just see what's going
games.
On. He's good with facial expressions.
Yeah, he's playing every part.
And air humping.
Your powers combined, I am Captain Planet. Captain
Planet. He's got a tie on his head. What does that symbolize?
He's Captain Planet. He had that thing.
It's goofy.
Oh, okay.
No, I think
okay.
Captain Planet had like a little fucking...
No, he didn't.
Yes, he... I hope so.
Yeah, he had a little gay tassel karate
yes.
kid thing.
No, he didn't.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he did.
Gonna take pollution
See, he didn't.
Down to zero. He's our powers magnified, and he's fighting
See,
on the
bad guy.
Planet side. Oh. Captain Planet.
Now he's fucking a globe. Hang on. Was he fucking a globe just then?
Yes, he fucked the globe.
He was humping it gently.
Air humping the globe.
What does that have to do with Captain Planet?
It's a parody.
He loves
I don't know, but
the
it's,
world.
He
loves
it that world.
He's disgracing your precious Captain Planet, Teresa.
He's got a banana. Look, now he's going to take out Illusion. He's fucking putting up the gas pipe, and then he's fucking the globe.
Now he's blowing up the principal's car. Is that what he's
doing? Yep, and now that's a bad guy, and the Earth took him down. See? See, that's a bad guy. Now
wow.
he's polluting. He's about to get his ass kicked. Can't do that in Captain Planet's world. I don't know what the fuck he got hit
looks
with.
Looks like he was chopping out a tree.
Yeah, he got chopped down a tree. What the fuck?
That's the monkey.
That's yours. See? That's...
Good finish.
Hang on.
I think he's making fun of the show after all.
Bit. I think he might have got us. Cause look,
yes.
here it comes. He's chopping out the tree. Then tell me, was that
a
pizza
Wendy's?
Box or something?
No, it looks like it's
Wendy's.
Supposed to simulate maybe Captain Planet.
No, look, it's Wendy's.
That's too big
it's
to be Wendy's.
It's a bag Wendy's. Of Wendy's.
That's too fucking a bag of Wendy's.
What
Wendy's
man.
Do you go to?
I had a goddamn potato when I saw it.
No, you guys are coked out.
All right,
could be Cheerios.
Going.
No, it's whoa.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Power is yours.
Oh, you
humping glove.
That's funny.
Fucking revolutionary. Thank you. Thank you, Asian kid from. Let's do a shout out to this guy.
Yeah, give him get him a bunch of hits.
Shout out to this kid.
Let's give him all 15 hits. Come on.
It's my Cahoney.
My
Cahoney. This guy's a joker, I tell you. And he's only got
real name, asshole.
He's got. Thanks, check Owen. This out though. He's got 440,000 views.
Whoa, he's almost up to a million then.
Yeah, he's like almost half a million. That's
well,
ridiculous.
That's pretty simple, if you think about it. If people are switching
Seriously?
Captain Planet.
And he comments on his own video
well,
saying,
yeah, I guess it is.
I grew up watching Captain Planet, or as I call him, the CP, and everyone has forgotten the old fella. So I hope, ... So I hope this reminds everyone of the superhero. Captain Planet is my hero.
Oh, that's okay.
I just read it like that, you know. I thought,
but that's
you know.
How you said it, too.
I have something to add to the Power Rangers from before. In 2008, the Power Ranger movie, Power Rangers Jungle Fury, came out.
Jungle
2008?
Jungle Fury. And there was one in 2009, Power Rangers RPM, Racing Performance Machines.
Oh, now they're going to fight the, what is it, Tokyo Drift. That's what's
yeah.
going to happen
right.
next.
Oh,
shit. Too Fast, Too Furious.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we'll
I forgot the name of the movie.
Going.
Thanks. I just knew Tokyo Drift. Hope everybody caught on, but thanks.
So, Brian, why don't you drink anymore?
Just because there's no need to.
Bums me out, man.
I'm sorry it bums you out, but...
You were fun when you were...
not fun now?
He was...
Yeah, you're fun now, but, you know...
That's not true. He's always fun.
Yeah, he's always fun, but, you know...
I don't know. You just see the world in different...
Different light?
Yeah, I guess.
Sober light, dumbass.
A sober light.
I still smoke, but that, you know, smoking is... I'd rather be high.
I get high.
Heard here first. Heard
you know,
here first.
Drinking has a lot more consequences and...
Oh, true?
Basically. Yeah, I don't know. I mean...
No, if... Come on, seriously, when have you gotten high off of weed and just sit there and done something where it's fucking... Where if you would have drunk and... Did the same thing, it would have been completely, you know what I mean?
What?
Say that in English?
Weed, you usually have a better outcome. When you drink, you
apparently we're apparently we're moving on to weed talk right now.
I'm just saying, when you smoke weed, you know, you pretty much just chill, and that's basically what the fuck it is.
And there's definitely no health repercussions on that.
Okay, but is there fucking health repercussions for, and fucking repercussions for,
Reparations!
For drinking?
Reprimands.
Seriously.
In moderation, probably less for alcohol.
Come on,
no
but
way.
Seriously, do you drink in moderation?
Okay, wait.
It's
no.
called
that's
liver.
No, I don't.
If you don't drink in moderation, then you can't even say shit. Like, that's it.
It's true.
If you smoke and, like, come on, you have a blunt a day, that's compared to a...
Oh, yeah, no, no, no.
Compared to a six-pack a day? Seriously.
What? Yeah, but what's the point in being healthy anymore?
Your serotonin level. What's more important? Being 15% more dumb every day or reducing your heart risk?
You don't... Come on now. Okay.
You drink up to 6 beers a day and it'll reduce heart risk.
Okay, but what else will it do? Fuck up your liver and then you can die of cirrhosis of the liver 40 years from now.
Drink 2 or 3. You'll be
okay. But then that defeats the fucking purpose of a six pack, right?
Right, as opposed to lung cancer, mouth cancer, and throat cancer.
All right, you tell me somebody.
They'll both fuck you up. Long
okay,
term.
You fucking look at the Sober House on TV right now. It's VH1. Who is his fucking name?
Most of them are going to be alcoholics.
No, but what's his name? His name, he played for fucking...
John Stewart.
No, he played for the Bulls.
Dennis
Rodman. Look at his fucking face. You know what he has? He has alcoholism. You know what happened? His fucking face turned black. That's what happens.
Yeah.
You get your fucking...
He was doing some other shit,
yes,
though,
but that's also what happened. That's what happens.
No, I agree.
Isn't he black?
Come on, now.
I don't know what you're talking about. Like, for real.
Like, no, but it gets, like... A weird it's, outline around the face.
Yes.
It's like
your face fucking.
It's like a black man
out.
Wearing blackface almost.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. No. It, no. You never
wait,
seen that
from drinking though?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happens.
Your skin goes.
Yes. Probably anybody can do it, but it happens. And he's the one on TV right now.
Hold up.
I think it's the equivalent of a white man when they get jaundice, basically from the kidneys failing and you know the liver not functioning correctly. And a white man will turn, you know, basically yellow.
There you go. So that's the equivalent, then.
That's what I would assume.
Okay, well, then there you go. That
I mean, it would make sense, right?
But that's the same thing as cancer. You can get cancer from fucking just being by somebody who smokes. So the thing is, you know, I don't have to you know, I don't have to smoke and I can still die of cancer. But you have to drink to do it. You see what I'm saying? You have to drink to cause that to yourself. That's
well,
why I choose.
You can spit in other people's mouths while you're drinking.
Though. Seriously? You spit in my mouth. Yeah, and you don't have to worry about dying of anything else but fucking me.
Fight.
On that note.
That's why weed is good. And you can drink too, but I just choose to smoke.
Yeah, absolutely.
So fuck the anti-truth commercials. Or I am anti-truth, so fuck the truth commercials.
Oh, it's still the greatest thing, though, that one that Dave Chappelle parodied, that one where they hit that little girl on the bike.
Oh, wasn't that the actual commercial?
Yeah, yeah, that's but they didn't show it right. in the commercial. He showed it, and then he drove off.
Little bitch!
Oh my gosh, Dave! Anything Dave Chappelle he did on his show was
I miss him. I just miss him in general. I wish he would just do a stand up, or I wish he would.
He did a stand up a couple years ago in DC, but it wasn't. I mean, it was funny, but he really
that and he had the block party.
Yeah, you ever seen that? The block.
Yeah, the block party. But it's not more him. That's more.
Well, it's both. You know, it's a combination of you
know. But
I want to
see. I
want to
see. Bring back a show. Bring back a show.
Bring back a show.
Hell yeah!
Bring back the show.
HBO needs to be smart and just grab him. You know, do something like, but you can do anything you want.
That'd be awesome.
Anything you want, you know, uncensored.
No, I think.
None of the Comedy Central, basic cable.
I don't think
know,
that's what it was.
Shit.
I think that he said the reason why he stopped doing it is because the show was going where he didn't. It was, instead of being a parody, it became stereotypes. And that's kind of what he didn't want to do. So that's why he took a break, but the network wanted him to keep going.
Yeah, you could see. Remember that
he started
that
feeling
that third season. I think he did like basically like half a season almost, mm-hmm. and every episode you could tell was just so forced.
Yeah,
because
it was funny to begin with, but it wasn't supposed to go as long as it was going. Yeah, exactly. As long as it went.
Exactly.
But shit was fucking funny as hell.
Oh man, it'd be great if he came back. What do you guys think of that whole deal with Conan? We haven't even been on since he's signed that deal with, what is it, TBS now,
TBS,
right?
Yeah. CBS. George Lopez gave up his spot, apparently.
George Lopez is part of the whole package. He's, you know, welcoming him over and, you know.
Well.
I think it's great.
It
could make for some interesting news or interesting TV. And it's nice to see somebody shake up the late night wars, you know, kind of bring it back to.
Exactly. Back in the old days with the other people.
With Johnny Carson and people we don't remember. But,
people we never saw.
Yeah, people we weren't old enough to really, you know,
or
take grasp on. It's funny how that works. Like, but I still have a respect for the things like the Tonight Show and
that he started
and the whole debacle that was the Conan incident and fuck Jay Leno and it's very interesting how much you gather. Even though I didn't really witness any of the previous going-ons, you know there's that history there, and you know there's the bullshit, and you know that Conan is the one getting screwed, and you can see through the corporate...
Yeah, but you put it this way. The corporate ladder goes to the oldest person, too. You know, Leno's been around for how long? So he's been around. He's got seniority, and he feels that it has been passed off to him, and if he's not really ready to let go of it, he shouldn't have to let go of it. You have to respect that. Because what if Carson gave up and then said, you know, a year back, you know what, I want my spot back.
Right.
Are we to say no?
Carson wouldn't.
You see what I'm saying? But you understand, but yeah, that's fucked up for Leno for even, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to quit.
Leno's a fat
sometimes,
guy.
But how many times has.
Nothing about the deal was honorable. Nothing about the deal preserved the Tonight Show legacy.
No integrity.
And yes, no integrity to the whole issue. And it. All it did was screw over Conan for no fucking reason. No reason at all.
Well, you know what? George Lopez did a good thing. That was a good thing, step up.
He did his part in the deal. I mean, that's all.
It benefits
that's
him,
part
though.
Of the publicity of the whole issue. But it can definitely benefit him.
Whereas he's in LA.
He's going to be the guy after him. It's perfect.
They're both going to see
LA.
But I just hope they keep.
But
I hope they keep the whole Conan staff.
Show,
they have to.
You know what
Conan,
I mean? His. What?
What now?
I heard
Conan's in.
When I heard that when Conan signed that he's staying in LA.
Oh. Well, still, George Lopez is in LA.
Yeah,
and his fan base
is
George Lopez is in L.A. Conan's going to stay there.
But I don't think this time affects George Lopez's time because of his fan base, and the time it comes on in California doesn't really affect the time frame here. You know, midnight or 11 o'clock.
They tape him earlier in the day anyway.
Yeah, but when
they tape
watch
him like
it,
4 or 5 o'clock, and then so it can be on, but ready to go, edited.
Yeah, but I'm saying his fan base will still be there.
Yeah,
they'll still be up. He's not losing his fan base.
No, absolutely. Well, he's going to be going
He's only
going
to gain.
He's going to go back on in pretty much the same sort of time slot that he was on with The Tonight Show. So he's competing with Letterman, with Leno.
Do you
That's
like George Lopez? Like his stand-up?
He
Here and there. Like,
I think I don't understand where he's coming from all the time. But what I can understand, he's fucking hilarious.
That's the thing. Like, I completely understand where he's coming from because of my...
And you think
background.
It's...
And it's fucking hilarious. Okay. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
But what I experience, and yeah, it's true. It's
but you find what you understand funny, I guess.
Yeah. Some things I haven't experienced, and I'm like, oh, shit.
That's his fault. Like, that's his fault, because most of his stand-up is, you know, like, it is towards a certain demographic.
Absolutely.
And that's when, if
and
you
when
go
he goes into Spanglish in his stand-up... It fucking pisses me off because you've been funny, man. Now I can't understand you.
But you kind of, you have to, that's when you play the emotion. Then you have to say.
Right, but I don't understand it. I don't know what the fuck he's saying.
So if somebody's fucking deaf and can't talk, you're not going to understand there's a fucking fire upstairs? They're gonna let you know there's something, you have to pick up on the emotion
but there's,
of it.
But with stand-up comedy in especially, you need to be able to talk about, in specifics, what...
I think it's
hilarious. You know, because it's an art of the language. It's an art of it's a.
But that's his style. That's the thing. Like that's his.
And apparently, I'm terrible at it. By the way,
well, that's his choice to speak Spanglish because that's his gimmick.
And you can't pick up on a word or two.
You don't see that could be disrespectful to somebody that doesn't speak Spanish.
No, because that's his art form. That's his way of comedy.
Listen, that's his own unique thing. Like that's him. That's George Lopez.
And it's his.
Good for him.
Watch out now. Watch out.
I think it's hilarious.
He's a weed smoker, I think. The Chi Chi Chong is boom, doom. That watch out, no, whatever. Yeah, that's their song. Whose song is that?
Lowrider War.
Is that their song though for their show? I thought it was or something.
He'll play it. It's a Chicano.
Yeah, I'll find it right now. You obviously picture, you know, as soon as you hear it, Cheech and Chong, though, riding in...
Yeah.
A lowrider.
Yeah.
You know?
In a lowrider.
He's in those eras. That's his style.
Here we go. Hang on.
I'll watch him, like, no matter what. I'll watch him or Chris Rock any time of the day.
No, that was a different lowrider. War.
Chris Rock, he's funny. He's a hit or miss with me, though. I mean,
really?
He's 75% funny.
I'm planning on watching. He did a documentary called Good Hair.
Yeah, I mean,
it looks funny.
It looks funny, and it got
it
a lot
true
of controversy.
They say that you should never get a black woman's hair wet.
No,
they don't take like with the weaves and stuff.
People do if they have weaves and stuff. Then yeah,
they say like they'll flip the fuck out. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
You never heard that before?
Yeah, I've heard it, but it's nothing
like... You
ever
seen it?
Yeah, but it's nothing crazy, you know what I mean?
Well, it might not be crazy to you, but it might be crazy to me.
You gotta figure, what is their hair is difficult to deal with. That's why you watch this, you know, the special, that movie he had. If you watch it, you kind of understand.
Well, what's the controversy?
That he was making fun of, and he was letting the secret out. That's something, you know... Black salons, that's like something sacred, I guess, you know? You go there and it's just, it's girl talk.
But that's
it
the,
happens,
that's
it happens,
what it is.
And
it's
what
a
they
documentary
do.
On the
exactly.
whole thing.
But some people don't like that to be known
the
because
exposure.
They got, yes, now they got questions from people, you know, I've seen this movie.
Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with me wanting to know a little bit more about anyone?
That's what he's trying to say. Let everybody know a little more, but some people choose to be, you know, that's how they choose to be.
And what do you think?
I don't give a fuck.
Seriously, it's just fucking hair.
I don't.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Like, you're born with a certain way your hair grows, and you've got to take care of it a certain sort of way. It's different than other people. That's part of who you are. Why don't you let people know so they fucking understand it? So there's not...
But some people, you wouldn't know if... You see, that's what they were going. You wouldn't know that somebody had a weave in, you know, before the movie came out. But now they were getting unnecessary questions, and it's kind of annoying. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's like somebody asking you, like, say, now let's say, you were like Bret Michaels, right? You had tracks. Let's be for real.
Okay, okay.
But somebody did a documentary on you about you and the Bob's Newsstand.
Right.
Plug, whatever. And they saw you getting your tracks done. Now everybody's constantly asking you this, that. That would get annoying. Like, that was something I did for me because it made me feel better. You see what I'm saying? Now you let me out. Some things you gotta keep personal, I guess. And
yeah, but when it comes down to doing a documentary and you're Chris Rock and you're gonna treat it with a certain amount of comedy and make it good, you know, don't you get a bit of a pass? I mean, don't you get because
it's a look into somebody's culture.
That's what he's saying. But some people were, you know, most people accepted it, but some people felt that way. And he had to explain it. He had to say, "Watch the movie, and you'll understand."
Well, the people that feel that way are self-conscious about their
own. Possibly. I don't know. I don't give a fuck, to be honest with you.
All right. You want to take a little break, guys?
Yeah, I guess so. But this is, you know what? Congratulations on our first...
Congratulations on our first segment without anybody else.
That was great.
We just did it. And it's not to say that we're not going to have anybody else coming soon. I'm sure one of our next episodes, Tony will be back or Val will call in, and we will be back very shortly.
Just before we go, it's 2:30 left. Excuse me, 3:30, 3:20. I'm fucking,
90-78.
Miami is losing to Boston. They are about to lose the series.
They are about to lose the series.
Fuck yeah! I hope you lose, Miami.
But hey, that could be a goodbye for Dwayne Wade, but that's next segment, all right? We'll talk about that later, bro.
See ya. Song's actually pretty fucking clever.
Yeah.
That's Mims, right?
That's Mims.
Mims ain't that bad. How would you describe him, like, physically? I mean, would you say you just saw a picture of him on break? Love, what do you think? Do you think he's a good-looking guy or not?
Looks like Noriega.
Well, at first, I got the impression that he's like a Lenny Kravitz kind of black dude. But then I saw a picture and I'm like, all right, he's more
urban.
More thug than Lenny Kravitz.
She just said thug.
Yeah.
Well, Lenny Kravitz is a pansy. We all have to agree, right?
Yeah.
He's a fucking douche.
He is a douche. Yeah.
Get him.
He drives me nuts. Like, okay. I cringe each time I
No, he does music. Suck. I agree with Teresa. It's nice that she just straight up called out Lenny Kravitz.
Well, there you go. That's what
Fuck yeah. Somebody needed to.
I just cringe.
Because it hasn't been done enough.
I don't listen
Lenny
to him.
Kravitz fucking sucks. Wow. In every fucking way. Target commercials now? Really? Really?
That's what he does?
Now he's just like, yeah, he might as well just be a spokesman.
That sucks.
Well, I was going to say, he hasn't really done much, but whenever he's on the radio, I'm just like, I want to punch a baby.
What the fuck?
We play it at work. It's in the general atmosphere that I inhabit, and that fucking flyaway song.
So I'm glad I don't
Fly
know who he is.
Away. Oh,
well,
God.
I want to get away.
That's why we.
I want to get away.
I want to fly.
I want to fly away.
Yeah. No, now I'm glad I don't know that song. Thank you.
Thanks,
that
Alex.
Was pretty close, actually.
Yeah.
For our home studio.
Yeah, that's why you put MIMS now in your iPod or whatever. And there you go.
Fly away!
All right.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Scoring update, 73-71. Cleveland's up, end of third.
It looks like, did you see that last play, though, by the Bulls? That was a nice play.
They had a nice little run.
The better news is that the Miami Heat are out of the fucking playoffs.
Yeah!
So, do we say goodbye to Dwayne Wade?
We say goodbye to Dwayne Wade.
No, I'm talking, does Miami say goodbye to Dwayne Wade for now? Is he gone? I think so.
Is his contract up?
Yeah, I think he's a free agent.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's a free agent.
Ooh, that's going to be interesting in the offseason then.
Yes, because he's already got his ring there.
Can you just imagine the future?
The future.
Dwayne Wade comes to the Orlando Magic. It sends shivers down my spine.
Shivers maybe, but who would we trade?
You can't. I don't think he is too big of a. You have to build a good team around him. You can't put him on a good team already. I don't think he'll mesh
well. I disagree.
You think he's that good of a player?
I think he's versatile enough to where he can step into almost any role on a team and be a guiding light to victory.
Yeah.
The future.
Is Jameer Nelson going to want to share with Dwayne Wade?
Wait. But we're talking in the future. You never know. Jameer Nelson might.
All right, since we're talking in the future, 2012, the best team, top five players.
Top five players, 2012.
I just said 2012. I don't know why, but
it makes
that's
it
how many
now.
Years
Fair.
From now.
That's in the future, that's why.
That's two wow, years from now.
Breaks out the calculator. Has been.
LeBron
hey, you never
James.
Know.
LeBron James, Dwight Howard.
Kobe will still be there.
In 2 years, Kobe Bryant. Dwayne Wade.
Dwight Howard.
Yeah, we said Dwight Howard.
All right, cool.
So we got four. We need one more.
Top five here.
Vince, maybe?
No.
No, Vince won't be.
Dirk.
Not.
Nowitzki plays Dallas Mavs. He's like a power forward that can shoot from like half court. He can dribble. He can. He's the most athletic seventh footer. There's no other. We haven't filled that spot either. Because the White center, Nowitzki, power forward.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant. Cause he just
My future team is going to beat you.
I honestly think that people like Brandon Bass.
I like him.
I like him a lot. I think Brandon Bass is a guiding light.
He needs that exposure.
He needs. He just needs some time, man.
He's
and especially now in the playoffs. Just like they should have played him just for a little bit in this series.
Especially in the series since they had it so convincingly.
Exactly. I'm kind of disappointed they didn't. Like Anthony Johnson, of course, didn't even get any minutes and. Like
he was there though. I didn't see Bass at all.
They're third stringers though. They're not even.
So they're in the locker. I don't know where they are.
But you know
they're
what?
They're on the bench, but they don't. They hardly play.
Yeah.
When Brandon Bass plays, he is making shots, and that's what makes him Brandon fucking Bass.
Absolutely. He's
just like what's the other one that looks really old?
Avery Johnson.
Anthony Johnson.
Oh, Anthony Johnson?
Anthony Johnson.
Yeah, Avery Johnson's the coach.
He's making good shots, too, when he's on the court.
They're the secret weapons to death.
Exactly. And that's why the Magic can make it to the playoffs.
And that's why they should be able to beat the Lakers.
Because they have a deep bench.
The Lakers don't have a deep bench.
She's right.
And,
she's very
But
she's very
why true. Did we lose last year?
Because
we
first,
have
it's
the same people.
Too much.
Apart from Vince.
Why did we lose last year? It's a very good question. I think that needs to be asked.
I think Jameer came into the picture.
Thank you for bringing that up, love.
Jameer, Vince?
Well, Jameer at the end of the day was injured for the last basically 2 months of the regular season.
He didn't come back to game.
And he came back to what game? It was like game four of a series with the Lakers?
No, the series. No, he came back.
It was the one before.
No, he didn't. I don't think
or was it with Cleveland?
He came back for the game one of the Lakers.
Did he come back for game one?
Yeah, I think he came back game one. That's why I was so pissed because why would you stop the momentum?
Whatever game it was, it's irrelevant because either way, it was a silly fucking move.
That's why they lost.
And the chemistry was off. The whole team was thrown. And Jameer's a great player, and he's proved that this season. We've all seen it. He's really stepped up.
He just needed time.
He just needed time, and especially with a new squad. I mean, you've got rid of Hedo Turkoglu, you know, since last season. You're going in with, instead Vince. Of Hedo, you're going in with Vince.
Yes.
And you've also got...
Pretty much no injuries
Matt Barnes,
for the most of the year.
You've got Matt Barnes, no Courtney Lee. You've got Ryan Anderson. Instead of Courtney Lee, Ryan Anderson is fucking awesome when he, you know, gets to play. And, you know, basically it's one of those things that we've got the squad that can, you know, take us home, but can we fucking get there?
Did we have Matt Barnes last
No.
season?
No, we didn't.
You got him midway this season, I believe.
He was there, I believe, in the first couple weeks of the regular season.
Oh, okay. All right.
He wasn't an off-season trade, but he might as well have been. You know?
Okay.
All right, now, Turkoglu is good.
Oh, Turkoglu was awesome. It was
Not
great.
Now.
One of the games that me and Teresa got to go see this season was the Raptors with Turkoglu.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
And they booed him.
Because he chose
to
leave.
You have to.
No, he chose to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Your home team gets first pick during free agency. And if you don't want to stay with them, then
he wanted the money.
That was my question. Did the Raptors make it to the playoffs?
No.
Nope.
But he got paid for going to the finals last year.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
So he can chill for the next couple of years. He made his...
And from a boy, I guess, I think he's from Turkey. I think he's from Turkey. I'm sure the money and the lifestyle he's living right now ain't nothing to complain at, you know?
Yeah.
Why not? Why not do that?
He's a little older, too, so, you know, he's thinking, I guess, for his future.
I hate to bring up the past once again, but that alley-oop Courtney Lee almost made hasn't left my mind since.
Which one? Courtney Lee.
The one that they lost.
Remember that one that he missed that was perfectly planned?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He was a rookie, though, wasn't he? Or something like that?
Yeah, he was a rookie.
You got to give it to him. You got to excuse him.
I bet if he made that alley-oop...
With a fucking mask.
They would have kept him.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They would have kept him. But you got to figure the chemistry wasn't right going into the final series, and the Lakers are a veteran team, and you have to give them that. They will find a way to win, and Orlando hadn't found that chemistry to find a way to win. Now they'd have it.
Yeah.
Alex, what's up?
I'm playing online poker on my cell phone right now, and I told Brian a story the other day. I was bullshitting, like I was not paying attention, and there was like these two people talking on here, and they're like, oh my god, they're having like two girls, I guess, boyfriend drama bullshit, and they were going on talking bullshit about this guy. No birds.
Go ahead.
And anyway, so then the guy ended up coming on there, and they had like a big ass fight, and the girl broke up with him, and I'm on here, and they're on here again talking. I just noticed the girls talking on here. That's funny shit.
Okay. Thank you for the interjection.
Yeah, you guys talk about a new show, but all you're talking about is basketball. It's pretty gay.
Basketball was a nice segment for like.
B-ball is not gay. Yeah.
Seriously, dude, we're in the fucking playoffs. We're talking about the Magic.
We're in Orlando.
You're the only faggot that's in here that's not fucking into basketball. How can you not be into the Magic? Get into it, dude. Support your city's team. Even Brian likes them now.
Yes.
He likes basketball.
But I'm not a fan of every team.
All right. So you like football. So you like football, right?
Uh-huh.
Football sucks in comparison to basketball.
Sucks for you. I enjoy
it. No, let's talk about this. Let's talk about professional sports if you really want to get into it here. Because honestly, I find football fucking annoying. I also find baseball annoying.
Yeah.
I
fucked both you guys up in baseball. That fuck you. Fuck you. I tied somebody and I whooped somebody else's ass. I don't remember who that was.
We should play after the show, by the way.
I want to
play the four of us.
Some Wii sports. So always we need to play some Wii sports.
Well, fuck you, because football is actually a good sport.
Start now, man up.
No, football. All right, why do you like it? Give me the reasons you like it, and I'll tell you why I don't afterwards.
Because it's strength and intelligence combined into one, and you have to demonstrate both strength and intelligence to successfully.
How intelligent are the actual players?
The routes, can you think you can memorize fucking 300 offensive playbook or 250 defense play, you know, playbook? It's fucking a lot of plays. You have to know when plus somebody shifts, teams. You have to know where to attack. You have to know. Your field constantly moves. Wherever you, as soon as the ball, you.
It's boring.
What's intelligent about basketball? You put the ball in the hoop. See?
I'm not saying that it's intelligent. It's a good... It's skill. It's entertaining. I guess I just find...
It's endurance.
Football unentertaining.
A lot of people do because there's too many breaks. It's, you know, 15 seconds and then a nice 30-second break.
Then the last 2 minutes takes about a half hour.
That's an A game.
There's so much intelligence in basketball. Watching the Magic game yesterday... There were plays made, purposely made.
She's right.
To like purposely have the ball in three plays in advance. Like all those technicalities take smartness.
Okay.
Take planning. Just like football, it's the same thing.
I love
women
talking about sports. Oh, it's great.
You're right. You are so right. But tell me if. Easy. When you're basketball, it's non-contact. You run around and you move the ball. Okay? In football, you move the person and the ball. And for a running back to run through a line of 10 people, somebody has to move. So it takes your strength and the intelligence where to know to move. And when the running back's running, where to know to cut and just give up on that route and go this way. And it takes intelligence. Not anybody can just do that. Most people are running and fucking... Sack. I don't know. They're gonna fucking. That's it. They're running.
It takes intelligence to be like, okay, I'm gonna foul this guy. So in the next few plays, I can have possession of the ball.
But who's leading
things
that
like
guy?
That? You gotta like pre-plan.
Okay, in football.
Moves
okay, in
basketball.
Football. Okay, in football, the plays are designed to go in a certain spot on the field for certain advantages. You have, you know, 10 yards you have to accomplish, but 10 yards are accomplished at a time. You place your ball for positioning. That's what the
only
game's
difference
about.
Is the. it's bigger than basketball.
Therefore it can't
play the whole.
It's a different spectrum. Yes. Yes, basically yes. And now you're using physical contact too.
And there's more physical contact.
So you have to throw a ball and catch it when you catch it, you have to still hold on to it when somebody takes your head off and your helmet flies off.
Yeah, it's fun to play, but it's not
fun to watch.
Yeah. It's like baseball. It's fun to play, but it's not fun to watch.
No, cuz football I'm
just debating with you, Brian.
Yeah, I know, but I think baseball is boring, just flat out, because nothing happens. Football, you get to see. You gotta meet John Madden. That's who you gotta meet.
Did you meet John Madden?
No, but he's a commentator, and he tells you he's like the commentator for women. He retired, but he tells you everything about the game, and it makes it so. Oh,
that's how you learn football, basically.
Did you just say he's was playing the video game?
Basically, yeah. Because what he does is he draws on.
Did you say that because I'm a woman?
No, because
I'm a female.
How would you say it? You know John Madden. He makes it so simple that it's
family man. He reaches out to all audiences.
He makes it so everybody can understand. He draws on the screen.
I understand football. It's not that I don't get it.
But no. It's
but he tells you why.
He has such insight into it. That
yes, he goes in depth.
Okay, wait.
He played.
John Madden. He played coached, on the field for years. He coached.
Won
on the
Super
field
Bowl.
For years.
But I don't know if he won a Super Bowl coaching, but
isn't he also the John Madden curse? If you're on the cover of the video
yes.
game.
Yeah, that was the curse. Okay, but
that's
just a video. That was a. They said if you made the cover, then you end up getting hurt the next year or something stupid, or your team didn't make it to the.
Has that curse been broken yet?
As long as people like giving
out
whoop asses.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it was a real curse. I think it happened maybe coincidentally 2 years in a row or something like that.
It was still a curse last year.
So many people
I'm
get hurt.
I'm just saying.
Now.
Well, yeah, but.
Anyway.
I like Madden.
Anyway.
All right. It seems like we've gone long enough. And we're about to end this show. But before we end it...
Oh, no.
There's a story or two to tell. Teresa, you can help me in this one.
Oh.
Hang on here. Hey! So,
what are we hanging on to?
Me and Teresa were doing as we do. Enjoying a lovely lover's day outside on the porch. Indulging in a Budweiser and a Camel Line. And one of our neighbors in our apartment complex... A guy that may or may not have a bit of a reputation.
Looks like Kenny Powers.
If you've ever seen Eastbound and Down.
No,
I don't know that show.
Mullet, sort of just like old.
I'm fucking pregnant. Fuck you. I'm pregnant.
I don't give a shit. I'm Kenny Powers.
Carl from that show.
Yeah, pretty much.
With a mullet, all right.
Kind of, yeah. You're on the right track. You're on the right track here.
Gotcha. All
right. So this guy, he's got this beat-up old pickup truck, and he pulls in. It's like, what time is it? It's in the afternoon. It's early. We're drinking early this day. I remember that. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon or something
before
stupid.
Before sunset.
Certainly before sunset. And so this, you know, truck pulls in and parks up, and it's right by the leasing office here, which is directly across from my porch. The guy... There's obviously something going on because he turns off his car and he sits in his car for a couple minutes. And then he cracks open the door. His foot comes out. Slowly backs himself out of the car. And moves himself outside of the car where you can obviously see there's something wrong. Something may or may not have been sagging in his pants, and he may or may have not been walking completely like this.
But it was the noises. It was the noises that this guy made. And you heard him, right, love? How can you describe him? I mean, it was
a man who obviously did not want to be seen by anyone else.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're out and you just don't want to, like, you wish you were just the only person in the parking lot kind of thing.
And he shit himself and he was hoping to run in and no one would see him. Well, we saw him about 10 minutes later.
And I could not stop laughing.
She's cracking up. We're kind of dying between the two of us because we know what's happened. It's obvious this guy just shit himself. He's fucking running up the stairs. Guy goes in.
Well, you haven't even...
No, no, no.
You haven't even mentioned the best.
What's this?
He comes out and he's holding the middle like this.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a pair of shorts on and he's holding the middle between the two of them so that no shit could possibly get out and drip over everywhere. And he runs up the stairs like this.
That's fucking nasty.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God.
And then... About 10 minutes after he goes inside the apartment, he comes back out as if he just, like, washed his clothes off in the bath, shorts off in the bathtub, and then hangs his fucking shorts or something outside.
Well, you missed...
on the fucking rail by his door.
You completely skipped a whole part. As he's walking upstairs with his... You know, he's holding the middle of his pants. He walks upstairs. He's so disgusted by the whole situation. He vomits all over himself.
That's right. What the fuck?
On the stairs.
Yeah. Right. Just completely. That's right. He puked all over himself.
He vomits all over himself.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's prolonged by the whole situation. And he ends up taking off his shoes and his socks.
He just gave up at that point. Like, fuck.
And he's still, like, you know, like, holding himself down here. Poor thing. Like, it's hilarious.
He must have been... He had to have something.
And he noticed
poor thing?
No, but I say poor thing because he noticed we were watching the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh,
and dying laughing.
And we were laughing. I had to come inside because I was just cracking up. I couldn't stop.
Yeah, you guys are just the only two people out there watching.
We're dying laughing. We're, like, doing color commentary as it's going on. Like...
And then, like, even 2 hours later, I'm outside, and because he smokes cigarettes, it looks like, and I see him, and I just started laughing again. Like, I just felt so bad.
That's why you guys need to have a camcorder out there. Just,
we need to.
Oh, dude, I've been thinking about this for a long time.
Between
and
I've actually
got it set up to where I could do it, like, right now. The lines are already run. Like, seriously, where I can put two microphones out on the porch and basically just unclip them.
There you
done,
go.
Done. I'll gather some interesting fucking things, I can guarantee
you. Well, between
you that.
The pregnant.
Between the guy upstairs, the guy over there, and the creepy woman in the pregnant house on the corner here.
Oh my gosh.
There's some weird shit that goes on in this neighborhood, dude. I swear they're fucking just straight up dealing meth or something out of that goddamn weight room.
I would say weed.
Yeah, it's probably weed.
It's regular.
Or coke or something. I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know, but...
Whatever pays the bills, right?
Can we
hey,
just
I'm not
that
involved in any of it. That's all I know.
Can we just say that Chicago just might beat the Cavaliers
No,
tonight?
We can't.
Because it is only a two-point game.
Yeah, but
it is
six
a
minutes
two-point
left.
Game. It's 81-83, I believe.
Okay, now
yeah.
It's a one-point game, but 6 minutes left.
Which well, means that Chicago
well, it could go
could
either
easily
way.
Take this.
Or which LeBron
would make
James,
it, which would
who
make
is...
it 3-2.
Or, no, it would make it... Yeah, 3-2, Cleveland. But LeBron James can easily take this game whenever he's pleasing to. You see how he's got to get a support hot. If he doesn't get a support hot, then he's going to do it himself. Support hot.
Well, I guess we'll have to find out on our next podcast exactly who wins this one because we got to be done certainly by the time this game's
over.
Oh,
yeah,
I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of that, that was a pretty gross story.
Yeah, it was. And
wasn't there another
But
story?
I had another one. And that's why I'm keeping the music going.
Okay. We'll
just to
music.
Calm you down because it gets worse. Because
you're gross.
heard about a guy. This is going to take me a second or two to get out. This is an article I read, and I don't even need the article to tell you this story. Do you know those wine bottles that they're like jugs?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. With the little handle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Well, essentially this guy sat on one.
On purpose?
Homosexual. I have never seen it. I take the stories of this video that is apparently viral and on the web. It's like two girls and a cup, that one, like, but 10 times worse.
That's disgusting.
And whatever it is, he sits on it, and it's a glass bottle of some sort. And I just assumed it was one of the ones by the way they were talking about it, because they described it as a bulbous glass bottle.
Okay. All
right, so whatever it was right. Something like that. And he pulled it up his ass, got it pretty much all the way in there. He's taping this, by the way, and this is live on...
That's disgusting.
Okay?
I wasn't listening.
And... it cracked inside of his asshole. Oh. And apparently what you see afterwards is emissions of both blood, pus, and shit.
Pus?
So he had to shit out the glass?
Essentially, this guy, the way he treats it...
Oh, my gosh.
...is not... It's not the first time that this guy has done this.
So he knows what to do.
He's done this before. The way he handles it, and it's described, and I've heard described to me, through another podcast, by the way, who describes it a lot funnier than I have. But, essentially, this guy treats it fairly nonchalantly and just kind of grabs some tissues and just starts wiping up
blood, pus, and shit.
And... you know, cringes a little bit, makes some weird noises, and that's that. But the point that another podcast I've listened to made, and I completely agree with, is this is not the dry run if he's recording it. You know what I mean? This ain't the first time this guy's done it.
I don't want to know about that. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Welcome to the World Wide Web.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
And the new Oh No Radio Show.
Which is fucking disgusting.
Will repulse your mothers. Can you imagine that?
And punching babies, like Teresa said. What the fuck is
that? Punching babies in the face all day long.
Just don't listen to Lenny Kravitz.
Oh my God. That's great. Well, great.
Anybody else got anything they want to say?
Oh, yeah.
Tonight?
We could top that, right? Yeah. Who could top that one?
I just want to add, I don't know how long it will be till our next podcast, but if we do get Alex involved, it would be awesome to make fun of the Heat.
Well, here's what I'm thinking we'll do. We'll go ahead and we'll end the show, and in a couple minutes, we'll just... do it as a pre-recorded segment, and you know, go ahead and see if we can't get a hold of her and mock her for losing to the Heat, and let her know about the Oh No Radio Show and how Orlando
get a Miami base going on.
Oh, there you go.
She'll totally support us.
Not during the playoffs, though.
Hell yes.
Well, it's been good.
No.
I've had fun tonight. You guys had fun?
Yeah, I had fun.
It's been certainly different.
It's been
Alex
relaxing.
The mute is not as mute as he was.
Which is cool.
I guess.
Oh, no.
And it's great to have both Brian and Teresa along with me.
For the ride.
For the ride. Alex, you gave me... Come on now. Just fucking with you. Hope to see Tony sometime soon. We'll probably give Val a call one of these days if we feel like it. We're going to get out of here and hit the road. The long, long, winding road.
Long, winding road to where? To the future. Future. Come on.
All right.
The long, winding road to the future. Future.
That was good.
What's the score to the fucking game?
88-84, 4-14.
Chicago, fourth quarter. Take it, man.
Cleveland's up. LeBron is heating up.
We'll see about that. Good seeing you guys.
Fuck off.
Enjoy your evenings.
I hope Cleveland loses.
What the fuck?
That's just rude, isn't it?
Oh, I hope the white plays. I'm not doing anything, Ellen. What are you doing?
What are you doing, Teresa?
Nothing, Owen.
I'm having a good day. What'd you do today, Brian?
Nothing. I just relaxed.
Teresa, what'd you do today?
I don't really want to share with you.
I'll tell you what I did. I had a good day.
Seriously?
I'm sitting on the phone. Playing with my toes.
Oh my God.
I'm sitting on the farm and playing with my toes. I got toes. I got a handrail on the left. I'm sitting on the farm just playing with my toes.